When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say that it's a much nicer Sunday morning today than last Sunday. It was pretty socked in and a little rainy, but now it is crisp and cold. Blue sky and sunshine. Yep, and there's mountains and snow. And I have a sort of a different view this morning. We warned you about it last week. In order to go any farther with that, of course, it's time to welcome Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And you're a little lighter weight this week.
I have.
That beard is gone.
It's all gone.
Yeah. But I notice we're not really shaving.
I have never been a slave to the razor.
That's
as
what I remember.
The year 2016 would indicate.
Yeah.
All gone, though.
So you had a big... Now, I should just say, and rounding out our table here, it, of course, is Vet Sunday today. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning.
And Kathy's in the other room in the mood. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning. I'm here, too.
Yep. And so everybody can join the conversation if we want to, because it's really kind of a big deal for us that Mike doesn't have this beard anymore, because if you haven't been filled in on the details, over a year ago that someone said, gee, bet you can't go the rest of the year without shaving or something like that.
That's how it started.
And you took the bet. And we have learned one really powerful lesson here, and that's never make a bet with Mike, because he be one stubborn guy. He's not going to lose.
It was more about the principle than it was about the wages. Wagers.
Exactly. And did you measure how long your beard was?
No.
But, it was a good 10 or 12 inches down at least, I would say.
Probably.
A really white Santa Claus type beard.
Need a before and after on the Facebook page.
Well, that
ain't going to happen. We have those photos, but it's not going to happen on Facebook. I'll guarantee you that.
My
granddaughter was the chief photographer, so she was... ripping off photos left and right. So the whole thing was documented.
Well, that's why you don't see pictures of Mike on the Animal World Facebook page, because he doesn't allow that, you see. So I doubt that I could have done that. But you were going to have a big shave the beard party this week, and your granddaughter, Zola, was...
Yeah, party's a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
My granddaughter and I went to the bathroom. She got situated, and it happened. And she took pictures.
So did she enjoy the process of being the witness to this?
Her comment was, after it was all done, was, boy, you sure look different. People are really going to laugh at you.
Oh!
And I said, no, just you, sweetheart.
Well, to us, I think, Kathy, you and I, it's kind of more like Mike's back to normal. Because we have known...
Mike has never been normal.
Well, back to what we are normally used to seeing with you. Because the number of years that we've done the show together, more of those years you have not had a beard. It's only been
probably. I've always had a trimmed beard,
right?
Off
right.
and on,
yeah, off and on.
But never,
no, well,
never
not
anything
a,
like
not
this.
A yeah, not a Father Time beard sort of thing. Well, congratulations. I think you look wonderful. I wouldn't laugh at all, and yeah. So,
but it's a free country.
Well, it is.
You're free to laugh if you wish.
Yeah, but
if you choose.
And so now, how was it for you? Once it was off, was it a big relief?
Oh yeah. No, it was time to go. But the transition is, as I was telling Bill earlier, is I'm a runner. So this last week, my face is cold, and my face has been cold all week, and my lips are chapped something fierce, particularly my upper lip because it doesn't have the hair for the buffer. So I'm coping. It's all good.
That was going to be my next question because I was thinking. You shaved right in the middle of our coldest time of this winter so far, and I know you're a runner and out all, a lot, and I would imagine you notice a big difference not having all of that.
When it's cold, when you run and it's cold, you can layer up, you know, gloves, hats, you know, shoes, all the layers, and you'll eventually warm up. But my face never warmed up last week, and I ran in the morning, so it was pretty chilly.
All right. Well, Bill suggested, of course, well, how come we don't have before and after shots up mm-hmm. on Facebook, which would be a fine idea, but if y'all notice that we don't have pictures of Mike up on Facebook to begin with, and so he doesn't, you know, for whatever reason.
I am a traditionalist. This is radio.
Okay, so, that's the other, I kind of go with that, too. We do have cameras in the studio, but we don't use them, because this way we can just tell you we look fabulous.
That's right. we can come in our jammies, and no one needs to know.
I wonder if he could be bribed for maybe your listeners making some donations to some cause.
Oh.
In exchange for...
Very interesting possibility.
In exchange for seeing the before and after.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It would have to be Northwest Harvest, and it would have to be a large number.
How large?
Four figures.
Four figures.
Yeah.
Well.
$10.99.
No. Whole numbers. Whole dollars.
Oh,
to the left figures. Of the decimal. So.
Does anybody want to pay $1,000 to see Mike's before and after pictures?
$5 here and $5
yeah.
bucks there.
Yeah, you could add up.
Yeah. Never know.
I'll say this: if $1,000 can be raised for Northwest Harvest, I will post a couple of pictures on your Facebook page.
Oh, there you go!
Wow,
the challenge
is
out
that's
there.
Like a throwdown. You
it
think?
Is.
Oh.
It is.
All right. So maybe Kathy, as we open the phone lines today, and because it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill, and we'll be taking your phone calls, maybe you can kind of feel out. Does anybody care? Is anybody willing to pay? And we go to a good cause, Northwest Harvest.
Yep. And it needs to be made in the name of Animal World.
That
way we know, and they know that we know that you know that we know. You know.
How fun would that be? And now, wouldn't you like to be the Northwest Harvest person that gets the first phone call or something? Say, hey, we want to see the beard, so we're donating.
Yeah. Well, they could use the money or
sure.
the goods.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll take equivalents. I'm not sure how that works, but if somebody wants to donate a bunch of food and we can get a dollar equivalent, that'll work.
All right. Well, just
good idea. Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised because he's open to that. So woohoo. I like that.
Well, everybody has their price. That's right.
You can be bribed.
Yep.
Yeah. All righty. Well, before we move on, Mike, I just want to check in because you're our official weather guy, and I think we're about to experience a change, are we not? I've been thinking this weekend. I'm really liking this cold, dry, clear weather.
Yeah. I mean,
the cold because it really although. The downside is that it takes more to keep the house warm enough, so that costs a little more. But boy, does it cut down on all the chores and stuff for outside, and you have to keep more on providing water for the critters outside and my own animals because none of their water sources outside are available. But other than that, I mean, the ground is frozen. I even tried blowing it to clean up after the windstorm, and I couldn't even blow a lot because it's all frozen down to the ground. And, of course, the moles are frozen down. So I've been liking this, but I have a...
It's also better for your health.
Is
the
it?
Cooler it is, your metabolism picks up.
You know, I have noticed that with the animals, Dr. Bill. Maybe you noticed that, but I think it's an innate response for them. But in this really cold, sub-freezing weather, when I let Robbie Golden out, it's like an automatic shot of espresso, or like a whole pot of espresso. His energy just zooms, and he's like, at 4 years old, he's like a puppy. He zooms and he plays, and the colder it is, the more active he is. And I think that, wouldn't that be something just innate in their nature to know when that it's so cold to keep their metabolism up? And
probably that's part of it.
Us too. Yeah. When we're outside, we want to get moving, because you start to get moving, the blood flows and your body temperature rises a little bit.
Yeah, so it seems to be automatic, and with the animals, I've been kind of amazed about that. So what do we expect for this coming week? I think it's changing, isn't it?
Enjoy the day and pull out your galoshes, because we're going to have some weather, some moisture moving in. Serious storms will be moving in this week, so starting probably tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. For the next several days, probably through the work week, we can expect on again, off again showers and some accumulation.
Yeah. Now, I guess it'll be interesting to see what happens if we get a bunch of rain, because the ground's so frozen, it can't really absorb.
It'll thaw quickly, because it'll also warm up.
Okay. And I heard it might even be up to 50 in the middle of the week.
That's what they're saying.
Ooh, that'd be like a heat wave.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess we're good on all of that. So, Kathy, everything good in your neck of the woods? Hello? Oh, she's on the phone already. Sorry. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show. We probably won't get to them until after we take care of advertisers and sponsors. But I'll give you phone numbers now in case you'd like to get in line with Dr. Bill. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. All righty, so for the majority of the show, we will have open phone lines and take your animal medical care questions. Dr. Bill, does small animals, have you ever done any large animal stuff? I know your immune stuff, you work a lot with large animals. But
not after I graduated school.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I kind of miss it. It's
really?
Yeah, I kind of miss it. But
did you have a preference as to what kind of large animals you'd like to work with?
I enjoyed dairy medicine.
Dairy? Oh
yeah.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was
interesting.
It was fun. I liked that.
Ooh. I'm going to have you look at something. I said that just gross. I thought it was just disgusting and kind of the height of abuse to factory farm animals this week. Because, by the way, folks, you can find us on Facebook. And go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out, give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And there's just tons of good stuff. In fact, my favorite of the week is I just posted the story last night. And there's a picture of a golden retriever and a doctor, human doctor. And it is just a remarkable story of this dog saving his owner's life. This guy was in his 80s and went, reminded me of kind of me. Every once in a while, like in this cold weather, I have to get something out of the garage. So, you know, I'll just run out the back door and run around to the garage and get what, and I'll go out in my jammies or whatever, because who's there to care? And he did that. He had to go outside to get something and went out, and he slipped and fell and broke his neck.
Oh, my God.
And on New Year's Eve. And so, and he's out in the snow, broken neck, cannot move. Fortunately, his dog was there with him. And this golden retriever, you can see really a white face on that golden. Mm-hmm. So an older...
He's a young man.
Well, this is the vet. That's the doctor.
That's the veterinarian.
No, not the veterinarian. It might be the veterinarian that checked out the dog maybe after that. But so it was like in New Year's Eve in the evening, and the guy couldn't move, but he was conscious. This dog knew what to do. This dog stayed with him 20 hours. He's in the snow, paralyzed, broken neck. This dog laid on top of him. This dog licked his face to keep him alert and keep the ice off. Licked his hands kept licking face, kept licking hands, stayed on top of him, and then would bark and whine. And then by the next day, the dog started really screaming. And finally, 6:30 in the evening the next day, the neighbor got concerned about the dog and came over and found him. And he survived and then had surgery. And as they say, it's miraculous. All right. But that, I got distracted. That was not the reason I came on. We were in Derry Medicine. Mm-hmm. I've got to find this post so you can check this out, because I put it up this week. It was just really, really tough to look at. Although there's the pig. Maybe I'll wait until we get to ads and I can look, because I'm not seeing it. There it is. Okay. Look at this. It's a dairy industry thing. And
oh, that's access to a rumen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
They have this big hole in the side of this cow, yeah, and they right. stick, and it was listed as one of the worst jobs in the world. One of the dirtiest jobs in the world or something, but it just
like
looks...
a human having a colonoscopy bag.
Apparently they do this with the cows. They all have these plastic things inserted
for research.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But the poor cows, for crying out loud.
You know, after a while, it doesn't bother them at all. It just becomes like a prosthetic limb.
Well, that would... Sure, that they are better at tolerating things than we do. They don't tend to. But you know what would be interesting mm-hmm. would be to have Darcy tune into these cows.
That would be interesting.
And find out what they think about it. Ooh, well, that's a good thing. Well,
the upside to that, to look at it from my side, is they get extra special care.
Ah, okay.
And they are pampered and spoiled.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Well, because they got to be good and healthy.
Well, that's
so,
true.
So they're sacrificing a little bit of an inconvenience, but in the long run, they're going to live longer and be healthier.
All right. Okay, well, let's see. I got to backtrack a little bit here. I told you it's Vet Sunday today, and we'll be taking your calls. We'll throw in a missing link giveaway sometime today. I've got a little bit of follow-up. I've got some good animals in the news, just one. A brief mention I'll make, and then we've got an update on recall, so we will get to that as well, which is going to trigger another question for Dr. Bill, and then we'll be ready to get to your phone calls. So let's see, it is time, I think, to start the show. It only took us almost 18 minutes this Sunday to start. That's pretty good, huh?
Right on track.
Yeah. All righty. So we officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for all these years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And after all, it's Sunday. So we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us humans. And then the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I'm ready to go. Here we go with the Saint Francis. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All right, we are good, and now it's time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. If you're not familiar, they've got a lot of animal world listeners participating, and this was started by the overall spiritual directors of the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative quite some time ago, and it's two affirmations that we do every day. There are thousands of people around the world doing this on a daily basis. If you want to participate and do it at home, you do each affirmation up to 5 times a day. The first affirmation you do for about 60 seconds, and that's about 10 or 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. The second affirmation you do 3 times. And we do the radio version here on the air, and that's each affirmation 3 times. So the way this works is I say it out loud. You can say it out loud with me if you'd are in a position you'd like to do that, you can say it silently. You can not do it at all. Totally up to you. And here we go with the first one is Lord, fill this world. The second one is Lord, fill me. So here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om shanti shanti shanti. All righty, we are official, and I would say, in light of the upcoming week, this little peace and harmony ritual is probably more important than ever in terms of thought directing energy and keeping a peaceful country and world. All righty then. So it is right. We are right on time to take care of our advertisers. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. There's The Missing Link for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats, and a bird formula and a horse formula. There's Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday today, and Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. We have open phone lines, and we'll have open phone lines throughout the show, and we are getting close to being ready to be able to take a phone call. If you'd like to get in line for Dr. Bill, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. All righty, and we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I just wanted to alert you, there's some great stuff coming up. And tomorrow, of course, is a holiday for some. It's Martin Luther King Day, and Ananda traditionally does a Martin Luther King Day and Gandhi. They combine the two, Martin Luther King and Gandhi, tribute and a celebration, and that happens at East West Bookstore tomorrow evening. It's at 7 p.m., and it is free. So if you would like to participate in the Ananda, Martin Luther King, Gandhi tribute, you just need to go to East West in Seattle. And of course, they've got lots of free parking now. They're above, still at the intersection of Northeast 65th and Roosevelt Way Northeast, but they're above Whole Foods, so there's plenty of free parking now. The other things that are coming up this month at Ananda, the great Raja and Hatha Yoga Intensive Experience. That's 14 weeks of classes. It's really great. I did both the Hatha and the Raja intensive in the fall. They repeat it starting the end of January, and then they don't do it again until next fall. So you can check it out at www.anandawa.org. And let's see, the Raja and Hatha, I'm going to retake the Hatha Yoga Intensive. It was so good. And it starts at East West Bookstore on Tuesday, January 24th. Starts in Bothell at the Meditation Temple on January 26th. So check those things out. All righty then. I guess it is time for our expanded recall. Okay, this started last week. The J.M. Smucker Company expands their recall of certain lots of canned foods. And these are grocery stores type foods. A lot of Nine Lives varieties, Special Kitty, and that sort of thing. So if you do grocery store foods, you want to pay attention. Now, Dr. Bill, I want to know, because sometimes these recalls are for stuff that, you know, we've asked vets on our Vet Sunday that it isn't really that big a deal. And this is not the usual bacteria of some kind. These cat diets are being recalled because they are low in thiamine. And so the press release says that diets low in thiamine for several weeks may make cats vulnerable to a thiamine deficiency, and that it's essential for cats. Now, would a thiamine deficiency
be? It could probably take a really long time to show up.
Okay.
So.
And they said, let's see, that symptoms might be gastrointestinal in nature and neurological? Is that?
There again, it's a possibility, but it's hard to believe that any nutrient deficient for 2 weeks would really show up with adverse signs.
Okay.
So
there's no reason to hit the panic button here.
No.
Okay.
And most cats are, not all, but most cats are getting alternative food sources. You know, they're getting some dry food, or they're getting leftovers, or so, you know.
Do you know off the top of your head that real foods that would be sources of thiamine?
No.
Neither do I.
No, right off the top of my head.
Okay. All righty. So it is the Nine Lives varieties, the Everpet, and the Special Kitties. You can get all the details at truthaboutpetfood.com. Truthaboutpetfood.com.
You know, when you think about that, the question is that is a 100% elimination of thiamine, or is it just less than what they consider the RDAs? So did it say if it was just they forgot to put it in, which I doubt it, because you're going to have, you know, food sources in there?
No, of course they're not that specific.
Right.
It's possible low levels.
So low levels is not zero.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. And then the last, let's see, little bit of follow-up here is... I posted last week the post about the Oklahoma City Zoo elephants posted by, you know, there's the Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo Elephants, a smaller organization getting going, you know, trying to get bamboo, our bamboo, and the other elephants at the Oklahoma City Zoo transferred to sanctuary. And the unfortunate news last week was the In Defense of Animals. Well, this, I have a new press release that came out this week from the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. That, of course, would be Aline Fortgang, and she, of course, is following everything that's going on. I'll just read you the press release because it really is pretty sad. It's In Defense of Animals chose the Oklahoma City Zoo as the worst zoo for elephants in the United States in 2016. You know, and you just got to wonder then about the competency of our Woodland Park Zoo here in the Seattle that chose to send the elephants there, and more in an effort to prevent them from going to sanctuary than anything else. That
doesn't
just
make sense.
It does not. It does not make sense. So it says, OKC Zoo earned the top spot based on its miserable record of elephant disease, aggression, and premature deaths, as well as its irresponsible elephant breeding program. In 2015, OKC Zoo and Woodland Park Zoo rejected the will of Seattle's residents, city council, and mayor when Bamboo and Chai were moved to the OKC Zoo instead of an accredited sanctuary. Friends of Woodland Park Zoo warned the Oklahoma Zoo about Bamboo's aggressive history and incompatibility with other elephants, as well as Bamboo and Chai's exposure to the deadly herpes virus that killed Hansa, a young calf at WPZ. Soon after Chai and Bamboo's arrival at Oklahoma in 2015, Mei Li, a four-year-old, died from the same strain of the elephant herpes that Chai suffers from. OKC continued with plans to artificially inseminate Chandra a month later. And there's objections to this, of course, because they know this herpes virus is there, and these the babies are so vulnerable, and they die. So let's see. So they inseminated Chandra a month later. Akara, a two-year-old, became ill with the virus in September 2016, but survived, and after 3 months later, Chanda was again artificially inseminated. The disease causes major organ hemorrhage, resulting in horrifically painful illness, often death, according to Aline Fortgang. Continuing to breed at this zoo virtually ensures suffering and death. It's unethical and must stop immediately. Now, listen to this. This just makes my skin crawl. Chai died only 8 months after arriving at OKC Zoo, allegedly due to substandard health care and negligence. She wasted away, rapidly losing 1,000 pounds, and suffered from an infection in her bloodstream, likely caused by 25 pus-filled abscesses, all of which went untreated. Now Bamboo languishes at OKC, an aggressor and victim. The other elephants at the zoo have repeatedly attacked Bamboo, injuring various parts of her body, including her trunk, and one of the bites amputated the end of her tail. In turn, Bamboo attacked others, including baby Akara, and has tried to harm the keepers numerous times. Fort Gang adds, quote, trapped within a cramped, hot-wired yard, there is no ability to flee from an attack, causing an unhealthy and dangerous situation. Given Bamboo's chronic health issues and incompatibility with the other elephants, her continued residence at OKC Zoo has little rationale. It is not too late for OKC Zoo to do the right thing by allowing her to heal and live in peace at an accredited elephant sanctuary. So follow on Facebook the Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo elephants, and you can do what you can to support them and then the push to get these elephants moved. But it just is really sad.
The solution is obvious, so just make the decision and get her moved and get them all moved.
Yeah. First, all these zoo people have to take their blinders off.
Yeah,
and have to see the truth. Now, along with that, the last in the news item that I wanted to mention before we get to our phone callers is big announcement yesterday from Ringling Brothers Circus. So you heard mm-hmm. this too, mm-hmm. that they have announced that they are shutting down the circus as of May of 2017. And they cited, of course, now the press release I got was from PETA, and of course they're taking credit for, you know, all the protests and all of that. And Ringling Brothers did acknowledge that with the changing of people's consciousnesses, that the decline in their ticket sales, which has made it impossible for them to continue, directly correlates with them, you know, taking the elephants out and the animals and so forth. So the press releases that I'm reading, and especially from PETA, that they're just saying, you know, take heed. Other organizations, SeaWorld, SeaWorld, and zoos should follow in this too. Our consciousness is waking up, and we are now caring what happens to these animals. We understand they think and reason, they have feelings and emotions, that they suffer for our pleasure and entertainment, and we can no longer in good conscience support these things.
Yeah, I have a hard time going to zoos.
Oh, I don't go at all anymore.
I just can't.
No, I had a hard time even as a child without understanding it, mm-hmm. you know, because we would go all the time to Woodland Park Zoo. I would make a beeline the only place I was comfortable, and I realized it was because I was not comfortable. It pained me as a child to be around the elephant, be around the animals. I would go straight to the goat pen because the goats were happy. Right. In front of, you know, the goats were fine, but they were the only animals that I enjoyed visiting. And those, do you remember, did you go to Woodland Park way back when they had the ape? You'd go through kind of a tunnel, and they had the apes and the concrete. Oh, I would run through those tunnels because I couldn't bear to connect with the animals. And I remember going to visit that one elephant at the time, and just I can see it in my mind, this one elephant standing in the middle of this chain link area that was just gravel and concrete and a nothing. And I got, I think, maybe within 100 feet of the elephant, and I couldn't go any closer. And I never went down there again. Yeah. So, all right. We are waking up as a human consciousness, and hopefully as time goes by here, we will do better with our animals and American Association of Zoos and Aquariums. They're the ones that really have to wake up and get with the program here, because, you know, zoos could become a wonderful, they could incorporate virtual education and training, and for the animals that can be adequately housed at zoos and have great habitat for them and qualities of life, they could be great places.
Yep.
As when I was sorry to hear that the circus is actually closing, but had they made these changes earlier, and they probably could have maintained, although I did read something this morning last minute that said that they are going to regroup on their shows and so forth, because, you know, circuses could be wonderful. They don't have to involve wild animals. So, anyway, off my soapbox. All righty. Dr. Bill is here, and by the way, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting is Dr. Bill. And if you have to leave us soon and need some contact information, I'm going to give you that now. You can email Dr. Bill at billburlingamedvm@gmail.com. And his consultation number, because you're available for telephone consultations.
Yes.
All over. And we can also order the immune support from you, which, of course, we'll be talking about during the show. But his phone number is 425-903-1913, 425-903-1913. And you are on Facebook, but don't have a website?
No, the website is billburlingamedvm.com.
Ah, okay. So it's website, billburlingamedvm.com. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook is Burlingame Veterinary Consulting.
Correct.
So two places to look. Yep. All righty then. Okay, how about, well,
an interesting point right now. I'm consulting with a nice lady in Australia right now.
Ooh, how fun.
That has a Plechner patient.
And that would be the endocrine immune imbalance
we're
going to have to talk about that.
Yeah,
so in Australia?
In Australia, a very nice lady down there, and she was like ultimately frustrated, and it cost her $2,000 to get the lab sample here.
To do the blood test.
To get it here.
Because the blood test is not... But $2,000 to, like... Because the blood has to be... What we ship it, there's only one lab in the country that runs the particular blood panel that diagnoses this endocrine immune imbalance, and that's in Texas. Mm-hmm. So you have to overnight it.
That's right.
And so it has to be cold. So obviously... The blood would, or the serum,
you know,
they probably ship the serum. It would have to be frozen from Australia.
I didn't ask her the particulars, but I'm assuming that she had to do it on dry ice and probably took 2 or 3 days, I'm guessing. I'm going to have to ask her that. I forgot to.
But I'm wondering, $2,000, that just seems...
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
She's really into it, so...
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow. Well, bless her heart for doing that. Yeah. And so then... Are you able to work via a veterinarian there for the treatment?
She's
and stuff,
found somebody. We're basically emailing back and forth, and this is a SARDS patient actually.
Oh, and that's
a blindness condition, right?
Yeah, the dogs go
retinal
blind.
Degeneration syndrome. Yeah. That's right.
And of course, Dr. Al has made a lot of progress. He's saved a There's been a lot of progress with the SARDS dogs, and that's kind of gaining him a lot of notoriety these days, because so many dogs have, because even still are the experts and the veterinary ophthalmologists and so forth say there is no cure, and yet Dr. Al has a lot of dogs' vision coming back. So
not all, but
some,
a good majority.
Yeah,
right? It's a battle.
So this is a SARDS dog in Australia. $2,000, got the blood test done. Is the dog on treatment yet, or
it's getting its second injection Monday or Tuesday?
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. You have to keep us posted, and hopefully is the dog already blind or just going in already blind? How long has it been?
It's been several weeks. We probably first communicated couple weeks ago, I think. So
interesting.
And of course, it took her a long time to find the information and try to find a veterinarian that'd work with her. And it's tough.
Well, I've read a lot of the case histories that Al has posted about, and some of them have been blind for a while, and responded. And then others, the ones that did get right away, seem to really respond. But there have been others, because I think you had a case maybe a few years ago that came down from Canada, but I don't think the treatment was successful with that particular patient.
They didn't
patient.
Keep up with it.
It
gets, the distance gets inconvenient for folks because they got jobs and kids, and it's not convenient.
And that would be the problem with this, is that there are very few veterinarians in the country that know about this imbalance and have any clue as to how to diagnose it or treat it, and you are the only veterinarian in this area,
right?
Fortunately, you and I, you've been a part of animal world for
a long time.
Well, yeah, 15, 20 years. I don't know how long it's been.
I'm still alive.
But you were here when Dr. Al's stuff came out.
Yes.
And of course, one of the reasons I love you and think you're so fantastic is because you are so open-minded and will look at everything. You don't have those blinders on that it's my way or the highway.
Try not to.
Yeah, so that's been great. I tell you what, we've talked so much. Stacy, I apologize. We need to take care of our advertisers, so we'll be sure we get that in this hour. And then we are coming back and heading to Stacy in Seattle. Then Laura and Everett, you'll be next. And others, hold your lines. We've got one line open. So call in if you like. Animal World continues. It's Vet Sunday, and we're going to the phone straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, January 15th at 2 p.m., we are back on Sundays for 1 week, and we are so happy to be welcoming Lori Aletha from the Northwest Psychic Show. She has been in business of doing some great psychic fairs in the Northwest for many years, and we're finally glad to have her on the air. Make sure you listen this Sunday. A wealth of information will be had. Don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk. Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. We are starting on the phones, and we are headed to Seattle. And Stacy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill. Good morning, Stacy.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning,
what's
Dr. Bill?
What can we help you with?
Yes, so my dog, Tank. She's a French bulldog, and
Tank. That's a great name. So she's a Frenchie, French bulldog.
Frenchie,
okay,
yeah.
About what?
And
how old?
She's about 3.5.
Okay.
And on Friday, I noticed she had a little bit of blood at the end of her urine stream. So I took her to the vet yesterday, and she was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get her on some antibiotics. They took an x-ray, and so she doesn't have any bladder stones.
Good.
But I'm just curious why all of a sudden that would happen with her. She spayed. She takes the immune tabs. I've emailed Dr. Bill a few times, and we got her on the immune tabs for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
So just out of curiosity, what could kind of bring that up, and is there something I can do to, you know, in the future so that is she going to be prone to this?
Well, great question.
Did they actually see bacteria?
Yeah, they called me. They had, you know, took her sample yesterday, and they called me this morning saying she does have a infection, and then we're going to start her on some antibiotics. So, I was just kind of curious. All the way that would just come up kind of suddenly. I mean, we hadn't done any new food. I don't know if that would
3 years old, and she's a normal, healthy dog otherwise.
Normal health, yeah. I've been really, you know, fortunate. She hasn't had any health issues.
No skin problems, ear problems, bowel problems, anything like that.
No, yeah.
Just out
been
of the
on
blue.
The immune tabs for, a couple years now.
Right.
So
as the... When did she last have a blood panel? Did they do it?
She had a full blood panel the beginning part of last year. So I had her boarded, and I think she had a little stomach upset. And then so they just ran a blood panel just in case.
You should send that to me. I'll take a look at it for you.
Okay.
You always got to wonder about although she's pretty young, you got to wonder about thyroid function. That can change over time. When was she last immunized, if she is?
She was immunized in September, mainly because she works as a therapy dog,
cool.
I need to get her immunized.
Yep.
I listen to Martha, so sometimes I don't want to, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Know, but for her to be, you know, we go to, like, senior centers and, you know, they kind of require...
Still, I don't know, in my opinion, she still doesn't need to be vaccinated, and if you needed to, you could run titers. Couldn't you, Dr. Bill?
You could run titers, absolutely, if they would accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I always joke, and I wonder, are those people in the senior centers vaccinated so they don't give anything to my dog?
They might give my dog something.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And even, I mean, veterinary schools anymore are only recommending vaccines every 3 years, not annual vaccines.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules of the state rules
are
on that.
That's the thing. It's certain, you know, programs you belong to that, you know, they kind of require. Yeah.
Well,
do want to run titers if at all possible. The rabies, you can get a rabies titer done, but they're several hundred dollars. That would be something to look at. As far as the urinary infection goes.
I want to go back because you asked about was she vaccinated or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for some kind of correlation vaccine and UTI
thing? Well, I'm wondering if anything affected her immune function slowly over time.
Okay.
You know, the subject of vaccinosis always comes up.
Oh, I see.
And so if I wouldn't get all worried because sometimes getting some sort of bacterial infection is part of life.
Right.
And if she's been really healthy for a long time, you know, just something snuck through.
Okay.
If it recurs, then that's a different subject.
Right.
If it recurs, then you want to look at a current blood screen. You still might even want to look at a Pleckner screen. It's good that they radiographed her. I'd be interested to know what they thought about the size and shape of her liver.
Okay.
Is it just a nice normal size liver?
Okay.
So, if you can get those films, just send them to me and I'll take a glance at them for you.
Okay, great.
So, I wouldn't get all upset.
All right.
But I would kind of say, isn't that interesting?
Keep it on,
if they have recurrent disease, then we got to start looking for some.
Right. Is it a cleanliness thing? You know, do I need to?
Probably not. She doesn't have the one thing that gets missed a lot in these. In these dogs is the health of the vaginal canal. Does she have a nice prominent vulva or external genitalia? Is there, can you see her vulva hanging down outside of the fold of skin that's over top of it? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it doesn't look unusual to me.
Okay. But you can see it?
Yes.
You can see it externally? It's not covered by a fold of skin?
No.
Because she's really not, if I remember the picture you sent me, she's really not heavy or anything.
No. She's like 24 pounds.
You know, and was, so she actually had blood in her urine and she was straining.
Yeah, I noticed. I mean, the first part of her urine is fine, but then kind of right at the end, you know, it would kind of dribble.
Yeah, and she has,
on a pad.
In the last 3 to 4 months, you haven't noticed her leaking urine at all?
No.
Okay, you want to watch for that. Because some of these dogs, what starts out is they have a vaginitis. And nowadays, most veterinarians, you know, if they're going to either collect a urine through a midstream catch or they're going to collect it from the bladder.
Yeah, they collect it from the bladder.
Right, but most veterinarians don't look up the vaginal canal.
Okay.
And a lot of times these dogs, primarily they have a vaginitis for whatever reason. And that's what sets up the environment. And that can go retrograde up into the bladder.
Oh. Right.
So not very many people look up the vaginal canal.
Okay.
So if it recurs, then, you know, like, we get a little, our antennas start going up a little bit. So.
Okay. So we'll hope this clears up and she doesn't have any other issues with this. And, All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Thanks
all
for
righty,
calling, Stacy.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, I think our great friend of Animal World and Dr. Bill, and she comes all the way up from Olympia to work with Dr. Bill. That would be our friend Peg.
Morning, Peg.
She says, just correcting me, and technically I was correct in saying that Dr. Bill's the only one in our area, depending on what you mean by our area, but... Peg says, Dr. B is not the only vet who will do Pluckner testing. We have at least two right here in Olympia, Natalie Romzinski, Healthy Pets, and Kim Martin, Hawks Prairie Vet Hospital. The biggest roadblock is convincing clients that steroids like prednisone and Medrol are anything but evil.
Natalie does a really good job, Dr. Natalie. I know that. We've had some conversations over the years, and thank you, Peg, for reminding us, or somebody in the South Sound.
Yeah.
And Kim Martin, I don't recall if I've had a lot of communications with Kim. So, but if Peg's checked them out, then that's a mark of confidence. I'd go with it.
Well, that's excellent that there's somebody down south. Yeah. I'm going to hold on to this, too, for referrals. And because that's good to know. We've actually got a... caller coming up here in the Olympia area that very well might have to test at some point about this. So this is really great timing, Peg. Thanks for sending that in. And we hopefully will have some time today that we can talk about the Pluckner syndrome we keep referring to. We kind of assume sometimes that you all know more than you do, because I featured Dr. Al here. He was a regular guest on Vet Sunday until he started working on Sundays for, probably 8 years or more he was on the show. And so many of our longtime listeners have a good understanding of this, but there are so many that have joined our family and started listening since Dr. Al's been on the air and so forth. There are a lot of Vet Sundays with Dr. Al Pluckner in the audio archives. If you go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, the bottom of the homepage, there's a link that says click audio archives. And then if you scroll down to the bottom of the list of what's archived, we haven't recorded or posted the show for, you know, the 22 years plus that we've been on the air. But when we started posting shows, archiving shows, the first one we archived was a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al. So if you scroll all the way down, there's a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al, and then there's a bunch of ones since then, and of course there's a lot of Vet Sundays with Dr. Bill as well. So you can check all that out on the audio archives. All righty, we are right up against the top of the hour, and we will close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and then we're going to go immediately back to the phones. Laura and Everett, you're next, and then Nancy and Olympia will come to you. And Vet Sunday continues here on Animal World until noon. Hope you'll give us a call right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.